Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Where were you? I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it.
Starting off with that song called Conquered, featuring, of course, Sheriff Kilroy and Emax the Image doing the R&B vocals and a producer of that track. Welcome once again to Al Porter. Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 4, and that MAN is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number right here for those who are already online, feel free to chime in, like many others who'll be calling into that 646-478-0944 phone number that you see, that 646-478-0944. And I have three quick disclaimers. That's all. I have three quick disclaimers that I'd like to put out there for everybody. And number one, I just want to thank everybody for being a part of this. I have to do that first and foremost. I want to thank everybody who's definitely a part of what's going on and let you know again that you are definitely listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Also, disclaimer number two, If you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You're that important. And, wow, I've got like three things going on. I'm looking at that 216-486 and at 216-209. I promise I'll get to you all very shortly, but I want to take the time to say, if I can, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10 and working my way up to number 1. Number 10, my man Emax the Image. Number 9, re-debut from Dazog. A couple of folks asked about that brother, so I had to put it back up there. Number 8, Ladyhood Stars. Number 7, Native. Number 6, Black Man Army Themes re-debuting. Number 5, moving up, Black House Sounds. Number 4, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 3, moving up, Aolo, Perfect Storm. Black Man Army member himself talking about the Tamir Rice situation. Number 2, moving up, Suave Gotti would never be. And the debut, number 1, OPN. You know, someone broke into OPN's headquarters, stole the community TV. But the past Friday, fundraiser they had, people came out to support, and that's what's important. You know, before I get to a first phone caller, that's that 486 phone number. You know, I wanted to get into a couple of things real quick, but I'm going to take the time and say just to get on top of this one article because we didn't get a chance to talk about something, and which is very important. And that was a few years ago, and this is what's very interesting. My mom and I could never understand why we were being overbilled by Cleveland Public Power. You know, they were always threatening to pay or else, although we knew we paid. Now, that gave us plenty of tense times until a councilman from another ward, Mike Polinsik, said Cleveland Public Power, a.k.a. CPP, had raised rates to make up for bad investments. A coal mine. Now, I remember when General Donald Walker Brown led me, my moms, and others as we marched on Cleveland Public Power. Now, we're going to say that what happened. And I remember way back when, we were also joined by, at that time, a judicial candidate named Adele Pasalacqua. But anyway, it was revealed what people, only a few of us knew, but the whole world began to know almost a few months ago, that the city owned, they owed Cleveland Public Power. So the city owned Cleveland Public Power. City of Cleveland owned Cleveland Public Power charged its customers more than $128 million in fees over the last 16 years, which were called environmental adjustments. And you didn't even need the council vote. Now, former utilities director Paul Bender said these fees are illegal. You dope the most watchful consumer, bondholders, and ratings agencies, and they were kept in place so basic rates could stay low and compete with private entities like First Energy. And the current director, Ivan Henderson, he claimed the fees were legit for tree trimming, ice and snow removal, ink cartridges. But local law firm Landscroner, Greico Merriman LLC. So Landscroner, Greico Merriman LLC. Those lawyers, they ain't buying it. And they filed a class action lawsuit representing 80,000 customers. Attorney Jack Landscroner, he said CPP committed fraud, tacked on illegal charges without disclosing it to customers on a monthly basis. You know, as Pastor Thompson of TUA, the Ultimate Advocates, would say, file some paper on a bully. And my mom's in the middle of this class action. So if you want to look at it, I think LandScronerGreicoMerrimanLLC. Those are the lawyers involved in that. So I just wanted to let people know that you don't have to take certain things. Now, that's a part one of the story because it got even deeper. And the reason I'm bringing back that particular subject is because we're going to do our best to connect the dots before I go to the phone lines. As Cleveland Public Power Director Robert Davis maintained that the $128 million in hidden fees in a 16-year period was legal. But Davis and CPP Commissioner Ivan Hernandez refused to go much further than that. Now, if hidden fees are legal, why did CPP hide them for 16 years? If it's legal, why did two high-ranked CPP officials resolve not to speak further on this at a Cleveland City Council meeting? Mayor Jackson is defending them with city lawyers in this lawsuit. Now, you're probably saying, well, Mr. Porter, why would you go back and bring up something like that? I mean, it has nothing to do with anything that's going on today. Well, if people didn't pay attention, last week, Cleveland ratepayers remained paying on a $5 billion coal-fired plant in southern Illinois. Now, as a founding owner is selling off its shares, that's right, selling off its shares in the plant that produces electricity for 200 municipalities across the Midwest, Peabody Energy is selling its 5.06% share of the Prairie State Energy Campus in southern Illinois to Wabash Valley Power Association for $57 million. The Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis called Peabody's decision to sell its share of the Prairie State plant for roughly 20% of its original value. And it's the final insult to ratepayers who are stuck paying sky-high prices for power from this plant. Environmental groups like IEEFA pointed out original estimates to build a plant ballooned from $1.8 billion to $5 billion. Cleveland and 60 other municipalities across Ohio signed to purchase electricity from this plant and are helping to finance the cost to construct it through bond payments when it was first built. Now, at one point, here's the thing, Cleveland was paying $250,000 a month in bonds while electric cost was only like 30%. With that being said, I know I've kept some of you on the line too long. Just wanted to throw that out there. I'm going to 216-486. That's 216-486. How you doing out there this evening?
Well, Mr. Porter, I'm doing quite well. And I just wanted to thank the Inner City Republican Movement for the awards and the opportunities that they have given me. And I thank you again and again for all the awards and also, sir, for using the poem that I wrote and for the civil rights movement and the voting rights issue. Thank you very much. Way down in Alabama. Where we had to say, yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
You know, some, we appreciate that. You're welcome. If you're on the line, we look forward to talking to you, and we thank you for calling in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let people know like this. Wow, before I get to 216-209 or 216-703, I want to thank everybody who has chosen to call in. To the last phone caller, we're not going to let you off the hook. If you call in next week, I definitely want to hear that particular poem that seemed to move a lot of people. I think it should be shared out there for the world, but that's just my thinking. I want to let people know real quick that you can use the same number of 646-478-0944 Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Emacs and the Mindset. I also want to let people know that should you choose, you can definitely check out Mondays, 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Butters, WRUW 91.1 FM. That's WRUW.org. And I think that I'm going to go on and see what's going on in the world of 216-209. How are you doing?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's happening, fam?
Oh, man, there's just so much going on in the Black Odyssey camp. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to all our viewers, listeners, and friends and family to help push our latest, one of our latest videos over 1,000 views, and that's Stolen Dreams. It has a real strong message, and I'm just happy that it's climbing up the charts and climbing up places and stuff and getting people getting to see that, because that was a deep storyline. That was one personal storyline I kind of like put together as far as on the visual side. And and our whole team came together to really bring it to life.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, we received that in the email. So with that being said, I know we plan on playing that this evening. As a matter of fact, I have it lined up, so I'm real glad of that. I'm looking at it right now. Stolen Dreams from Black Odyssey. And, man, how does it feel when you, you know, get that type of good feedback? I mean, 1,000 views, a lot of people are hollering, well, that's not this, that, and other. But I look at them and say, in our area, that's phenomenal, and that's a great building point. Because that means 1,000 people actually took the time to watch your video when they have many other videos that are constantly bombarded from other nationwide acts and you name it.
Oh, man, it feels really amazing. And therefore, it lets us know that what's making sense, you know what I'm saying, as far as music. I mean, all you have to do is just put it out there so it can be available. And hard work of getting it out there, too. It just came because I got a great song and don't really take the time to really try to get it out there, you know. So I'm very thankful and very blessed that people are still rocking with Godsey because, you know, El Porter, we've been out here for a while. And I'm just
right.
A godsend. So I'm very pleased, humble, and thankful for all that.
I hear you.
I don't want to forget about the other information that we got going on this too, because the Best of the Best mixtape, it's really getting out there for all the people that joined us in the Best of the Best that signed up to get on that mixtape right now on GetRightMusic.com. We're at 2,733 views, almost 200 downloads, and 136 plays. So I mean, people are really loving it, and just know that we are going to do that again because it's really what the artists need to help get out there and get that exposure.
I got you. And we appreciate that very much, man. And how can people get out there and get in contact with the Odyssey?
Well, first of all, you can go right to Google and put in BLAQODESSY. And you'll see a slew of things that come up from Black Odyssey, from Facebook to Twitter. Twitter is at Black Odyssey. Instagram is at Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. YouTube, spelled the same way. Google Plus, any networking system, you see it, we on there, that's us. So just follow the picture, and you'll definitely see us, even on SoundCloud as well. I don't want to leave that out.
Thank you so much. And if you hold a line, I think you'll appreciate it very much.
I sure will, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-400 phone number, I want to let people know that if you did call into the show and you spoke and you say, man, I want to speak again. If you didn't hit that one key already, you can hit it. I'll recognize you. If you had hit the one key, hey, there's no law against hanging up and dialing back. But for those who usually call in and just listen through, I thank you all for doing that. Before I get to the 216-400 phone number, two quick announcements and then just a little side note. The one quick announcement is you can check out Black on Black Crime Incorporated on our website, blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. We have that profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And, you know, before I do anything else, I'm like trying to figure out what should I do. I think before I go to that 216-400 phone number, some people would say, Facebook, that's the only way to do certain things. But I want to go back and give you some information that I promised to give. Leah McHenry, LEAHMCHENRY, webinar, WEBINAR, Explode Your Fan Base 2016. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. I'm going to give you a little bit of what I learned. Everything I say from this moment on, things that she said, as I'm thankful for that because starting with studies, she at least broke it down and said starting with studies show that if you write things down, you remember 20 to 30% more. Smart people take notes, and you have to apply what you learn or it's useless.
one of the best ways to promote your music. Twitter's good, but if you're blocked or it crashes, the best way to contact fans, one of your main ways to contact music fans, Unstoppable Real Estate, is to build a strong email list. Email is gold. And you don't need 1,000 fans or millions of fans. All you need is 1,000 super fans. It's better to have a few diehard fans than a million mediocre fans. And spamming, putting out music, hoping to go viral, it doesn't always work. Touring is good, but it works for one fact. You want to meet fans. If you tour, keep in mind that once you perform at your destination, you sell merchandise, that's good. But once you leave, the money stops, so you need residual income. And four common myths. Myth number one, you need a label. Actually, you need a fan base first. Labels may give you upfront money, but remember, it's a loan, and you can lose your artistic freedom. And if they don't like it, they can drop you. Myth number two, you can't make any money. Decide to release a few singles, maybe release a downgraded project or snippets. People will pay for the real thing. Mainstream radio should not be on your radio. On your radar. Mainstream radio shouldn't be on your radar. Don't buy into the payola of mainstream radio. Myth number three, you have to tour. Online support, such as internet, radio, websites, college radio, you can sell your music online. Myth number four, all you need is good music. You do need good music, but you need to also have other plans, like your five paths to make income with your music. Path number one, sell physical merchandise online, autographed CDs, shirts, etc. Find super fans who are crazy about your music. Number two path, digital sales, iTunes, YouTube, streaming sites. Number three, publishing rights. Number four, your knowledge and experience. You know, you can teach people knowledge about what you do, especially if you're a few steps ahead of them and have some idea. Number five, build up your virtual fan club like Bandcamp, Patreon, create a Facebook page, get a web designer. Last secret. Create a Facebook ad. Did you know there are so many people on Facebook worldwide that if you put them all together, you would have the second largest country? Check out Leah McHenry webinar, Upload Your Fan Base 2016. Look it up. With that being said, I know you didn't want to just hear my mouth. So 216-400, how are you doing out there?
What's up, man? This is the God E-Star, man. Mr. New Life, man. Mr. Extreme, Mr. Everything, man. What's good, brother? What's popping, man?
Man, you popping, man. Tell
man,
me what's
everything
going on with you. You stay busy.
Oh, man. I got the whole team. We just shut down the anatomy last Saturday. We shut it down like crazy, man. Shout out my whole team, man. We had Side Street Promotion. Shout out them. We had Z1079 that showed us a lot of love, man. You feel me? We
right.
Shut it down last weekend, man. Shout out all my artists that came through, man. Shout out my boy Money Mike, man. You feel me? 216 to God, Hayes, my new female artist, man. Only one, Sheree. You feel me? Lyric Sheree. She performing on the 6 at the Anatomy. Mixtape coming soon. Call it Triple Threat, man. Everybody on there going crazy. I got a couple industry features coming out, man. It's crazy. You know, I keep an industry feature, man. You know, the Rich Homie track, that was going crazy. The August Alsina track going crazy. Now I got another industry track coming out. A couple of them actually with Lil Durk and Dej Loaf. I got that coming out. So it's a lot going on with Eastside of Teen New Life, man. But I'm going to let my big homie Quartel, man, Money Mike, he on here with us too, you feel me? So he gonna let y'all know a couple things too that we got coming up.
Well, yeah, man, y'all be on
the
lookout. I'm good, fam. I'm good. How you living, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent. I got the fam on the phone. So tell us what's going on with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got a project coming out. Y'all be on the lookout. It's called A Legend in the Making, you feel me? I'm coming right back to everything that I grew up in. You feel
okay.
me? I took a little time off, but I'm coming back, so y'all be on the lookout for that. You feel me? Whole squad gonna be doing something new this year, man. We, like you said, we got the whole Triple Threat mixtape coming. Be on the lookout for my man, 216 God, God of My City mixtape coming out. We also got the Boss Lady coming out to our new female artist. We shining it down everywhere we go from here on out. Just be on the lookout.
Yes, sir. I'm proud of you all because I tell you like this, man, to see people who can actually at least do some things. I'm going to ask you, man, before I let you go, Eastside, how have you been able to at least bring the underground in to be heard by, we'll say, stations like Z1079 and all of that? Because usually they're not as friendly, and you've been able to make, like, strides, and a lot of people are proud of you for being able to do that because you've been able to bring them to be able to hear underground and other people. So how you been doing that, Brother East?
Man, I gotta definitely, you already know my first and my most important answer to that situation, man. It's always the creator first, man, God first.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
For him first, you ain't gonna make it too many places, you feel me? And then I got
yes,
some
sir.
Dedicated people now, you know. In my last days, I ain't had no dedicated artists. I just had artists that wanted something out of a situation that weren't trying to work towards it. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I got a lot of loyal people around me. So it's like with God and loyal people around you, who can be against you? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you just got to keep your grind going, man. You got to keep a strong grind. You can't give up regardless of any situation. I don't care how many times you fall. You can't give up.
Man, do you know... You just made so much sense with that, and you made thousands of dollars with that answer. That's priceless. So much respect
man.
To you, fam. Both of you.
Yeah, man.
And
you know,
to the whole squad.
We're going to definitely come and show some love, man. We're going to definitely come and show some love one of these days at the radio show, man. You feel me? I just had so much going on last week. It's like, if I was going to try to make it, man, it was going to be probably
right.
at like 3:45.
Oh, no. We got to have you all on earlier than that. And I'm not going to say anything. I know you all have some even stronger power moves. So once that's in full swing, oh, we're going to bring you back on a Thursday. You best believe that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Shouts out, man.
All right, definitely.
Man. Black Man's Army, man. Shouts out to everybody, man. Shouts out to all the artists, man. Before I get off here, man. Word for the day is don't never give up. Keep it moving. I don't care how many people you got hating on you. The more and more people hate on you, the better your life gonna be.
Preach.
That is so
yeah.
true.
Man. Ain't no life. We out, man. We all like gold, man.
Alright, thank you.
Get
all.
You a loyal squad together, man.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that coming from the whole squad. As a matter of fact, while they hold the line, I'm going to just say one thing before I play this next track. I think I better look and see if I can't find some Eastside on top of it. But I just want to thank everybody and let them know that what I was mentioning earlier is that Thursday at 3 p.m. the Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. And also I want to give a shout out to whohasthepower.com as well. And here's something that I like very much. Over 1,000 views on a video, Black Odyssey's own Stolen Dreams.
Yeah. Stolen Dreams.
Cannon.
Uh-huh. People steal your dreams.
Don't let them steal your dreams.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
You steal your dreams, stolen truth.
All the time of the time. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Get your dreams stole.
Yeah.
What a sad face.
Red and blue lost. Yeah. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters. They life and dumpsters, searching for suffers. Too many crack-team mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime. Dodge it one time. It's vermin in the beast belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, evil fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that.
situation where girl meet boy, now she hooked on the boy. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend, lost in a stolen dream.
Damn. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me with the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Haters got me ducking from my dreams. That's called my toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The leg close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat's on. My heat's strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find today when the evening's gone. And it came to song. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. I pray strong, man. I'm staying in the hood, even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood, if only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand, with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Dreams from Black Odyssey. Wow. 216440's own. And that video has over 1,000 views. Congratulations. Before I get into and take that 216702 phone call, I want to let people know that should you choose, you can listen to the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time on 1490 AM, WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you can also Facebook, Blog Talk, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious. And while it's on my mind, I need to get rid of this. It's like a two stories in one, going from one to the other. But I want to let people know that Black Man Army members, myself and Sergeant Major Stokes, First Lady's Dynasty, Lady Red, Pastor Thompson, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Sister Laura Cohen. Remember that name. It'll come back in just a little while. But we were all at the vigil for Tracy Bender, who was murdered in Warrensville Heights, domestic violence. We were there Saturday, and two things stuck out in my mind. The good, Warrensville Heights police stopped by and after everything, they thanked the Black Man's Army for being there, and they said for us to continue doing what we were doing. Now, the bad. At the vigil, we were hearing family members, some of the male ones, saying they had to go to Tracy Bender's home to intercede in the on the altercations. So that means the altercations were happening. One member asked, what more could they do? Here's an answer. Maybe, just maybe, you could have dragged her behind out of the situation, talked a little bit more strongly since that was your relative. Now, I know that sometimes you cannot convince somebody to leave a situation, and I got that. You might have had to talk to that chump strongly because he wasn't sure. He definitely wasn't going to stop beating on her all by himself. And I'm going to tell you something. Once the first blow consistently goes on and on and on. It's easy to smack somebody and say, I apologize, I'll get you some flowers, and it's all over. And then the next time, it becomes two smacks. And then the third time, hold on, I got to stop this
article to do one thing. I want to give an infamous, did you have the nerve, shout out to did you have the nerve to call my personal phone while I'm doing a radio program, Brother Lakim Shabazz. Did you have the nerve to do that to me, brother? Once this show is over, I got to call him and tell him you got an infamous shout out. Next time, dial 646-478-0944 phone number. Anyway, I want to go back and say that those type of abusing things don't always stop. That's why I want to give a thanks to Mama Porter, who after 2 years, she gave Papa Porter a chance to get himself together in Chicago, Illinois, and he didn't. So she came through Cleveland. That's how you got me here bothering everybody, because she had enough God-given sense. The Creator blessed her with that sense to take care of business and taking care of herself. And the first decade wasn't that easy, because in between everything, she had to have surgery because of damage that had been done. So I just want to point out that that male-on-female, female-on-male, even the gay community, couples, whatever, domestic violence won't stop without intervention. Now, I mentioned Laura Cohen's name earlier. Now, you know she's a playwright. Investigation Discovery did a story on her life. She even went toe-to-toe with Dr. Phil on his own show. Well, she, along with Tina Hobson, author, on-air personality, Coco Z. Coco Z is the DJ Battle winner, Ladies of the Land DJ, many other DJs, mixtape, and she does the 216 Radio. Will be special guest at the free number 165 Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136 on East 22nd Street. You can enter from Euclid or Chester. Live DJ Dollar Rock. You bring your radio edit, dance, poetry, rap, vocals, praise. Black Odyssey will be one of our sponsors, and you never know what they'll be bringing with them. With that being said, I like how it segued out of the domestic violence with Laura to, of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Let's segue to a phone caller who didn't call to hear me run off at the mouth. 216-702. How are you?
What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Wait a minute. Is this Donald Walker Brown?
Yeah, it is Donald Walker Brown.
Hey, the reason I say that is because one of our earlier phone callers, she was so glad and thankful for the inner city Republican event that happened last Monday. She was so thrilled with being able to do her poem there. And just we talked about the event last Monday, but to hear it being pointed out again this week, even mentioned again from Brother Art yesterday on his show. What's going on with you, General?
Well, I'm just blessed to have been able to provide the black community with a venue of knowledge about the Republican Party, and to let the black community know that inner city Republican movement, we're taking a stand against Trump, since Trump took a stand in saying that he's going to cut food stamps, Section 8, we're taking a stand. Anytime you take a stand against the poor, then the inner city Republican movement, we have to stand with the poor, because that's what the movement is all about, having representation for the black community in the Republican Party in Cuyahoga County. So we taking a stand against Trump, since he took a stand against black people and poverty-stricken people that live every day of being poor. And, you know, we have over 12,000 homeless children that go to school every day in Cleveland Municipal Schools. So we're taking a stand against Trump and Art McCoy.
Oh, the Art McCoy who said he was running for mayor of Cleveland, even though he said, you pointed out so eloquently, see, when you all don't hear Art McCoy's show, you don't realize you might hear myself, you might hear HJS, you might hear General Donald Walker Brown calling the Art McCoy's own radio show when he said he was running for mayor on a platform of stopping feeding, what is it, any groceries or anything like that. And you called in and, wow, put on blast that he couldn't run for mayor of Cleveland because he lived in East Cleveland. That's what I'm talking about, General.
Yeah. How you going to take care of Cleveland and you live in East Cleveland?
He ain't even.
Wow.
They say he can't even be sworn in because he don't meet, you know, election requirements.
You know something? Before I let you go, I want to ask you, General Donald Walker Brown, to let the people know worldwide, why is it so important to know the law? Because that's what you just got into briefly. What's so important about knowing the law?
Well, when you know the law, you know, the law can't lock you up. And, you know, when you, as they say, when you educated, you don't use ignorance as an excuse, and your ignorance would be getting a lawyer, because the only thing a lawyer does is say that you're ignorant and he knows the law. So when you know the law, you can stand by yourself. And when people just come up with platforms, they just pull them out their head.
Yes.
You can tell them, well, hey, really, you're not eligible. We ain't got to worry about you and your dreams, and you're going to cut churches from feeding the children and the elderly, and you're going to do a one-year memoriam. No, we're not going to have that, because we do know the law, and we know that you're not eligible to be the mayor of the city of Cleveland.
I want to thank you for calling in. How can people get a hold of and find out more about the Inner City Republican Movement? Because it is a movement.
Well, they always can go up on Instagram and see what activities, or you can go on Facebook, catch us out when we're doing our events. But usually we don't do an event without letting man on the street know it. So if they just keep listening to your radio station, they'll know what's going on with the movement.
I appreciate that so much. And may you definitely enjoy the rest of this particular program. And please keep on doing what you're doing and representing the Inner City Republican Movement.
Thank you, bro.
No problem, sister. You know, that's why, before I play any more music or say anything else, I just want to stop and say I'm very thankful for the Creator, because the Creator lets me be surrounded by people who have things to do. When I hear people calling to the radio show, when I'm at different events and I'm around people who, they knew I was doing nothing or about a bunch of BS, they wouldn't be around me because they busy doing things. And it's true. I used to think it was false, but you can tell a person about a company they keep. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go way back and say from 1984 to 1994. You wouldn't have wanted to be around me because some of the company that I kept was not the best company. It was like Ray Ray, Bobo, Mickey and them. And we weren't doing the right things. But when you flip to the past decade and a half, so I'll say going on about 15 years, as things began to transform and the Creator work with me and everything else, I'm around people who actually are doing things, making big power moves. And before I play that new East Side, I want to take the time to let people know that if you choose, you can check out Saturday Midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org, 216 Radio, which features Coco Z, which just happens to be our next guest at our next hip-hop workshop. Nice that I was able to tie that back in there almost seamlessly. And I also want to give a shout-out to Kicking It with Kim on MyLoudRadio.com. That's Mondays, 6 p.m. She likes to call that her solutions time. And before I play that East Side, whoo, I have to talk about Flint, Michigan, because they are being very blessed that people are showing them the kindness that they deserve. You know, water, which has high lead levels, and I'm proud of Blessed Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Cleveland, alongside 93.1 FM WZAK Radio 1, collected on Saturday, 53,548 bottles and 150 gallon jugs of water. I thank you both. The last day is tomorrow, 3 p.m., 8804 Buckeye Road in Cleveland. Now, I'm glad they did that, but charity also should start with, you know, at home, or continue at home. So now, Sam Silk, 93.1 FM, did his live remote for the water in Flint, and that was needed. Now it puts them in a very, very interesting predicament. Because, see, 93.1 they are definitely in real trouble now, because it shows that they can do things when it's needed. Hopefully not because of just media. Why do I say that? Because they prove they can help the people in Cleveland by helping those abroad. What I mean is 93.1 FM can come speak at vigils to comfort people. I'm sure Judy Martin and Laura Cohen would love that. 93.1 can march for victims of police violence. I'm sure that Sam Rice, LaTanya Goldsby, Tanisha's family, Anderson, Timothy Russell's family, Melissa Williams' families, Alicia Kirkman's family, even the Fechner family, they would love that. 93.1 can also march on the streets telling communities to look out for each other, love each other, stand up for each other's neighbors. I'm sure the Black Man Army and Black on Black Crime Incorporated would love that too, along with groups like Oppressed People's Nation. Yeah, they love that. It would be nice if the church would do that part as well. But you don't hear me, though. I'm going to go play this song since he called in earlier. My man Eastside. Be right back.
Yeah. What up, man, this Eastside, nigga?
In this
no life, Jay. No life.
That nigga walk through for me. Hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't something what you saying when I walk through.
What
I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done make a few bands on the walk
through.
Hey, why me walk through?
What up?
Hey, why me walk through?
Hey,
why me walk through? I done make a few bands on the walk through.
I remember way back when them niggas hate. I remember way back when them niggas face. Now I got these haters mad cause I fucking made it. Huh? Like money I got, they pull up in the drop, they coffee color cream got me looking like a latte. So you know I got mine, leave it with a crack spine. Face on the flat line, go ahead, give me mine. Hard work, no play. Quickly when I dump the case, slump them in the monster made like bitch, I'm a month away. Put them boys play harder, shift you down to your side, and throw him in the garbage. What I'm feeling, you niggas dogging. So it's time to pay homage. Life is good, baby.
Damn, I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't something what you saying when I walk through.
What
I got these hoes staring when I walk through.
Hey,
I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Watch me, hey, why me walk through?
Big money, baby.
No. Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Got these niggas mad cause I'm back on. So I kill him all black with the mask on.
Damn.
Hit him for him whipping his shoe down. Yeah, I know the man cause I'm so
old.
Beating Rambo, front door Lambo. Back door suicide so you know I'm right. Hits that tangerine, outside purple rain. Oh, they young and that fly ish. Double bag money on the side, got a fly chick. Damn, and I am that man. Let the people fly high like bitch up from the land, Cleveland.
Why be feeling like the man when I walk through? Ain't something what you saying when I walk through.
No.
I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on the walk through.
Hey, why me walk through?
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the walk through.
Money music. Team New Life, baby.
Yeah.
That's out. Right. Stay away in the building. Money music in the motherfucking building. Ha! Yeah.
I am enjoying myself this evening. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying myself because we've been able to touch upon so many different things here and there. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time while I have it to just update from something that we spoke about last week. As we spoke about the United Pastors and Mission, as well as the Federation Network of Ministers, who canceled their separate meetings with Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty, because as one member of Federated Network of Ministers said, Marsha Fudge, she's the state rep, and she asked them to cancel and support her candidate, Mike
O'Malley, Michael O'Malley. Now, she denied it, but it doesn't matter since both groups lost out to publicly drag Tim over the coals. I mean, they gave up their right to speak to somebody. And I want to say the reason that I know that's not a good move is I know, as a matter of fact, if the inner city Republican movement had planned on meeting somebody in those positions and demanding that you be held accountable and say something, it wouldn't have mattered who came along and said something, especially, and it's not to say anything real negative, but it's to call it for what it is, because as of right now, we haven't seen State Rep Marsha Fudge out on the front lines or comforting families or anything else. So it's just, it is what it is. Anyway, I just wanted to say that last Friday at Murtis H. Taylor, the pastor, some in very high status, they met Mike O'Malley and had questions, comments, and concerns. Bishop Eugene Ward even told O'Malley, you have enemies and some of them are in here. Now, their main problem was, number one, Bill Mason is promoting O'Malley, and Bill Mason was the former prosecutor. And he's the former prosecutor who O'Malley worked under. And some pastors, they pointed out that Bill Mason overcharged black men with petty crimes. Hey, that's a fact. That was a lot of controversy back there with Bill Mason. And number two, O'Malley made broad references about the city, county, his office would definitely have to work together and have more unity and diversity. But when pressed on specifics, O'Malley, he gave none. In the end, though, the pastors again went on to endorse Mike O'Malley. And it's almost like, yeah, you gave a tough what have you. It just wasn't tough enough. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know real quick, if you want to, check out Artist 24 hours a day. You can check them out on shoutcast.com. Go there and type in Hood Tunes Radio, regional artist 24 hours a day with music. I'm going to take the time real quick to play one track, and then I'll be right back. I think you'll like, at least there's a message in this one. This is The Army, Part 2, the remix featuring Sergeant Major Brother Stokes.
This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children, but we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men, come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up. Stand up. The black man's army. We're standing tall. Protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the black man's army.
Black man army.
The black man's army. The black man's army. This is the black man's army.
You know, I remember 1982 to 1983. I think I was about the age like 12 to 13 when I heard Hurt 'Em Bad with a tribute song called Martin Luther King. About that time, I heard a song called Malcolm X, No Sellout by Keith LeBlanc. So how come with so many powerful messages through the years, nothing's changed, even with good messages and music and people listening to it? No matter who did the music. Maybe I should stop putting messages in my music because y'all's not going to pay attention. I mean, when I heard the rap songs I mentioned earlier in this article about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., I ain't hear the songs for what they were, or I might have stayed out of problems my damn self. So I wonder why we're still suffering. Maybe messages don't matter because we allow ourselves to be distracted. Think about it. Every cookout, they play Family Reunion. Positive song from the OJs. That song is just a hard song that nobody argues with it. You could have gay and lesbian people, and they don't argue when the song breaks down. Do, 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 do. And the OJs say the role of a man, father. They talk about a woman's role, being a mother. Even the feminists at the cookout, they don't argue. Everybody hears the message, but it doesn't stick once we get distracted. Example. They hear the message, it's good, and you could have grandpa say, hey, listen to that song. Wait, man, pass the ribs. And there goes the message. How about the song, What's Going On, by Marvin Gaye? Y'all say what a great message at the cabaret, house party, family dinner, especially during the holidays. Somebody would throw that on, and grandpa yell for the young ones. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what Marvin Gaye was saying. What's wrong with y'all? And then the next thing you know, the train of thought is gone. Well, pass the chicken legs, or grab me a drink, or pass the hog maws. I'm just saying, something to think about. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I can say that from experience myself, but I think I still put out what I put out in my message. Might as well. I'm sending this song out to everybody out there. This is Never Be, the new single from Suave Gotti. You're going to hear a whole lot for those who came up through time. You're going to be reminded of a whole lot of things. Music, just it's a classic song, Never Be. It just brings up a whole lot of situations that you'll remember coming from the 70s, 80s. It's a nice throwback song. And I want to say that man, he won money from the inner city Republican movement, dealing with the six principles of the Republican Party. That's a bad man. Here's Suave Gotti with DJ Goldie Montana, and we'll be right back next week. Enjoy.
O-G-G.
This OG DJ Goldie Montana, representing my nigga Suave Gotti. My A1 from day one, Cleveland, stand up and let your legs broke, nigga.
Now watch one of these old cats gonna say something gonna piss me off.
Big bro.
Lolisa, man, what you bringing me here for?
Man, when the last time you been to an old school cabaret?
Not long enough.
Yo, my dude, ain't you Suave?
Yeah, of course.
Peace gang. You still rapping with the
show?
Hey, yo, I don't know why you cast a record like y'all don't know how to make hot hits no more.
Oh, yeah? But keep flapping your gum. I'm going to 220 Studio and make you eat those words, you SpongeBob.
Since I lived near Harvard, I hopped on a 15 to get there. And when we wanted to steal, we would hit there and put in work like some bricklayers. Big toys for them big boys out here stealing Ric Flair. And if you had a girl you wanted to hit square, then you stole a Big Bird or a Big Bear. That was right before 86, yeah, with the tears for fear and the song from the big chair. I'm telling the truth, but y'all don't hear me. I'm old school with a value city flow. Suave was a don, all the biddies know. Pink gangster till a jam in the video. Walking through Randall Park Mall with my pink on. Adidas, Levi's, and my mink on. What you think, Holmes? Is a Mac pack? Am I old school enough with my backpack? I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack. I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack.
21!
Been a man since 92.
Let's go.
And there'll never be another rapper like you.
Suave Gotti. Cleveland. Stand up.
Yo, I made it through the crack era like God Almighty. I felt like R. Kelly. I was stepping to the 90s with the dope man cards, the 9/8 and deep dish. Moved to Atlanta, introduced me to the freak Nick. Battling the suckers off Peachtree, what a sweet lick. Seen how they city came up, I'm like, peep this. Same time a woman gave birth overseas, I gave birth to a plan in my brain overread. Came back to Cleveland, 1992, I hooked up with DJ Tenapee and the Flyers crew. At the Sarai House, spitting classic scriptures. With my DJ crew, Master Kappa mixing, taking photos with the dope boys, flashing pictures.
But was you really the man?
Nigga, ask your sister. Back then, you could certainly find me spitting surgery lines, way before these nursery rhymes. You didn't need no cats just to murder your mind. I leave you horizontally flat with a vertical spine. Every hurdle I climb, cause I serve the divine. The virtuous kind propels every verse of my rhyme. Like you been a man since 92.
Young.
And there'll never be another boy like you.
Let's go.
I made the DNA level C, balling like Kyrie, playing on 93 FM. Whoever had something to say didn't F them, cause I left them like get out of Dodge. Half the rappers from back in the day that disappeared just like the Mirage. But I'm still here giving a mental massage for the type that'll kill you, the venomous swab. Pink Gang, the full Cam'ron and Nicki Minaj. I taught most of the city how to rap like Mr. Miyagi. E is my partner, the Flow Master Show. VoiceOfRadio.com classic show. I will kill you and your whole crew fast or slow.
Dopest rapper in Ohio?
Ask your hoe. I tell you straight to your face, fool, a man to man. Say your rap, I'd rather listen to Duran Duran. 80 music in my radio at the drop of the hat. But I still used to kick it at the top of the flat. Ill style rockers taught me how to grind. So I started spitboxing, I brought it to the bottom line. With red board, I fed more cats than your back bed bugs on your bedboard. Cover of the scene, you cats ain't seeing me. Ghetto mindset, see a matter to a DVD, Ohio. Hip hop awards, I started that with D. Loran. Atlanta 92, Jack the Rapper, see the plan? Come together. Al Porter, Shakespeare, and Black on Black, we run together. The Godfather ain't from Sicily. He from Cleveland, and he packed more heat than a rotisserie. Been the man since 92.
DJ Johnny C, DJ Candy Mac, DJ
Man on the Streets. Thank you all once again for tuning in. Peace.